More local body trouble for you. Thames Coromandel councillors are trying to figure out what to do after Sandra Gowdy spoke at an anti-vax meeting. Councillor Gary Gottlieb, he filed a code of conduct complaint, which the council considered internally resolved anyway. So you've got Sandra Gowdy along with the infamous Tim Shadbolt case, of course. Are we stuck with elected officials, or is there some way you can sack them or do something about them? Vice President of Governance New Zealand, Judy Hardacre, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is something, or saying something like Gowdy has said, is that sackable in and of itself, whether she's a public official or not?
Well, I think the role of councillors are elected people, and they govern for 3 years. The public decide who they want, and so they continue in those roles until such time as the public decide they don't want them. So I don't think you look at it like that. The public have decided those are the elected people they want.
And that's the beginning, the middle, and the end of this. It's almost not worth having the conversation. In other words, you can be as frustrated as you want. If the people said yes, the people are right.
Well, I think that's what democracy is all about. And every 3 years, those who are elected people, they have to go to the public, and the public then decide, are they happy with them, have they done a good job, and whether they want to re-vote them back in. But during the term, of course, there are processes that the council go through, codes of conduct, etc. And, of course, ultimately, at the end of the day, the Local Government Act does provide for a minister to exercise some powers in situations where, you know, there are serious issues with the council. So there are mechanisms, but in the main, no, people are elected to govern.
Would there, now there's a couple of things that come out of that. One, we've seen it in Tauranga, for example. Do those rules mean a minister can only act for a council as opposed to an individual councillor or mayor?
Yes, that's right. That's the powers under the Act enable the minister to, if quite serious, obviously, issues, significant problems or dysfunction, or the council's not able to carry out their functions under the Act, then a minister can act. And there's a series of things there. You know, there's a Crown Observer or Crown Manager, and then ultimately the Commission. So, yes, that's the council as a whole, not individuals.
Do we need to look at that? Because the two key, well, I mean, I don't think that the Gowdy situation is that serious at all, but nevertheless, be that as it may, you've got the Tim Shadbolt situation in Invercargill. They deal with individuals, not councils. Do we need to look at the rules around that then?
Well, look, Mark, I don't think that would be appropriate. Look, a council is a collection of people, elected people. They govern collectively and together. You know, mayors are just part of the one vote around the table. Yes, certainly they have, a bigger role, obviously, in a leadership role. But at the end of the day, you're one vote around the council, and the function is for the council to get on and do the business. So I don't think it would be appropriate at all to single out particular roles. Probably a different scenario that people might not have thought about is regional councils, because the chairs of regional councils, they are not elected at large. Yeah. They are elected by the councillors themselves. So, you know, there are steps that those councils can take. If they lose the confidence of their group, they can, in fact, be voted out and a new chair elected. But territorial authorities, nope, they're in there, and it's a collective responsibility.
Is the weakness of that particular argument, even though I agree with democracy, is that you're then stuck for 3 years? See, in a corporate, you can move. If you make a bad appointment, 6 months later, you can move. If you make a bad appointment, you've got to wait 3 years, and God knows what the damage is.
Well, I think, you know, that's the thing about democracy is that people put themselves out there, and it's up to the public to scrutinise them and test them and see if they align with what values and what decisions they want to make for their district and their local community. And then they vote. And you've got to give people a bit of a chance. 3 years really isn't that long a time to get on and do your business. So, I think the system actually, Mike, is the right system. And perhaps it's more a question of better scrutiny by the voting public to make sure that they're happy that the people they elected are going to do the best job for them.
See, it's not a bad point, Julie. Appreciate your time very much. Julie Hardacre, who's the Vice President of Governance New Zealand.